listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. Hello, friends. You're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. You can find me on Facebook. You can go to my website, which is Mindy Molina, MindyMolina.com. You can find me on YouTube, my podcast, and you could just Google my name and you'll find me. So today we are going to be talking about 5.5%. That's what I'm calling today's show, the 5.5% show. So the reason is because interest rates are rising, and I'm not sure how long they are going to last. I heard the Feds raise the rates again. So let's talk about the power that comes and the opportunity that is here about this 5.5%. So when I first started in the industry of the world of fixed rate investing was in 2008, September of 2008, I became insurance licensed, and you could get a fixed annuity locked in at 10 years for 9%, and I could not give them away. So on $100,000, that's $9,000 a year you could have got, right? And I couldn't give them away because people had an idea that you could always get better. You could get better. And maybe you could have gotten better, but eventually we know what happened to the interest rate market. It came down, it came down, came down. And we haven't seen those higher interest rates for a really long time. Now, we know that 2023 is looking like a volatile year. And for me, what that means as a financial advisor is that you better have a plan. Now is the time, more than ever, to have a really solid plan of what your financial structure needs to be. So I want to talk about why I want to talk specifically today about fixed annuities. Okay, fixed rates. And, you know, like a CD, CDs are a fixed rate. You invest a certain amount of money, you know exactly what the interest rate is going to pay, and then you collect that once a year. So I want to first talk about the reasons why a fixed annuity with a 5.5% return in retirement can be better than having money invested in the market today. This is one of my favorite quotes. I say it a lot. It's insane to risk what you have for what you don't need. That was by Warren Buffett. Let me ask you a question. How much interest do you need year over year in order to never run out of money and to live the way that you want to live in retirement? So let me ask you again, how much interest do you need to earn year over year in order to never run out of money in retirement and still be able to live the way that you want to live? So there's a reason why I'm asking you this. It is of obvious, almost like a leading question. However, the answer is different for everyone. Okay, so it's not 5.5%. It is different for everyone because everyone's financial situation is different. We all earn different amounts of money. We all pay different amounts in taxes. We all have different lifestyles that require different expenses. We all have different amounts of money saved up already. We have different amounts of debt. We have different amounts of equity and assets. So everybody's answer is different. But my question to you is, do you know the answer? Do you know the answer for yourself? And if you don't, the number here is 772-221-1100. I'm not going to be able to give you the answer over the live show, but I am certainly going to encourage you to schedule an appointment. You can go to my website. You can get a consultation. We can give you the number at no charge, at no obligation. I'm offering that to you. But today we're going to talk about 5%. So why 5.5%? Why 5.5%? Well, there are two very standard, generalized rules in retirement planning. One of them is called the rule of 100. Well, Mindy, what is the rule of 100? The rule of 100 is about your balance between safety and risk, taking safe investments versus risky investments. And let's just make that very black and white. One, you can lose money. One, you cannot. It's that simple. Safe or not safe. Now, with the rule of 100, the amount of money that you should have in safe investments versus risky investments is based on your age in relation to 100, because 100%. So imagine you have $100,000 and you are 30 years old. So at 30 years old, only 30% of your $100,000 should be in a safe investment. Okay. Now, if you, let's say you're 80 years old, okay, 80% of your $100,000. If you have $1 million, 80%, 800,000 of it needs to be in safe. That's the rule of 100. If you're 50 years old, guess what? 50% in safe, 50% in risk. These are general rules. They're not meant to just be taken literally, but should at least be used as a guide, okay? We offer very customized planning. And even when it comes to risk, most processes, and even part of my process through the SEC and regulation, is that you fill out a risk questionnaire, which you can access on my website. You complete this 15-question questionnaire, and now I'm supposed to know what your risk tolerance is. Or I ask you, are you moderately conservative? Are you conservative? Do you consider yourself aggressive, moderately aggressive? The truth is, that should be my job to figure out how we're going to allocate your funds. And the reason is because we need to determine how much risk can you afford to take? How much risk do you need to take? How much risk should you never take? And then tell you, this is where you fall in these categories. This is how we should allocate your money so that, number one, you never run out of it, that market downturns, financial crises don't affect you. And so it goes back to that question. How much rate of return do you need in order to retire and never run out of money? And how much rate of return do you need so that you can continue living the lifestyle that you love to live? And once we figure out that number, then we know how much risk we need or do not need to take. And anything above that, let's say it's only 5%. Well, if we can get you a fixed rate of 5.5, what does Warren Buffett say? It's insane to risk what you have for what you don't need. Now, one of the things, the blessings in this, and if you were listening prior to the show, is say Jonathan was asking me about how I see things with what's going on now. And I see opportunity. I see an opportunity for us to not have to take the risk. It's not necessary now. Hopefully it's not necessary for you. So if you can do 5.5%, maybe you only need 4%. Maybe you need 6%. Let's say you need 7%. And we can do 5.5% fixed. Guess what? We can adjust how much goes into the fixed and then minimize the portion that we have to put at risk. And now we have a structure. Now we have a plan. We have an actual strategy. We're not just winging it when it comes to investing. And we can answer these questions about our own portfolio, about our own financial household, about our own financial future. This is what I need. This is the amount of risk I have to take. This is the amount of risk I never have to take. And I'm not saying that never take risk. There's so many opportunities in the market. And I like having play money. I like for my clients to have play money. I like for them to have a plan and some play money. So if they say, okay, this is our plan, this fixed account is going to pay my income and pay my bills for the rest of my retirement. I never have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And I have $500,000 left over. And they say, we're just going to put it all on black and go to Vegas. So I don't know. They have that ability to do it because I know that everything else is shored up. Everything else is protected. Their lifestyle is protected from here on out. I like that strategy. And if there's play money left over, now is the opportunity for you to take chances in the market, to expose yourself to risk that you normally wouldn't take, knowing that if things don't work out in your favor, if that biotech company doesn't make it and cryptocurrency doesn't turn out the way you think it will, it's not going to affect your future. You're still going to be okay. So your family's going to be okay. So I like that balance. All right, I got on a tangent. That was the rule of 100. Now let's talk about the second main rule. Very general rule is the withdrawal rate of 4%. So a withdrawal rate of 4% is what this means is it's a percentage of your retirement savings that you withdraw each year to cover your living expenses. So on average, the rule is that on average, you can expect to withdraw 4% safely out of your retirement savings and then adjust each year for inflation thereafter. But generally, 4% has been the rule for a long time, that if you're withdrawing 4%, that's what you should be able to manage. So save up enough money so that 4% is going to funnel in enough income to offset your expenses after you take into account things like Social Security or pensions, or rental income, or any other income that you have. That being said, now we're talking about 4%. And I just mentioned 5.5. So if 4% is the rule of thumb and we just surpassed it and now we're at 5.5, maybe higher after today, I don't know, then shouldn't it be time that we start scratching our head and say, maybe now is the time for us to start considering fixed investments, sure thing investments into our portfolio, into our retirement plans. And by the way, I will say you're welcome, because financial advisors, this is one of the lower commission paying products. This is one of the lower income producing investments as a financial advisor. So if you're expecting a phone call from your advisor telling you this is what you should do, probably not going to happen. Because they might be moving you from something that makes them a steady paycheck off of your investment. And if you do this, you just crush that deal for them. So there's a really good chance they're not going to make that phone call to you and make the suggestion. So you're welcome. Here is more about why I think fixed annuities are a really good play right now. Because number one, it's a guaranteed return. With a fixed annuity, you're guaranteed a fixed rate of return for a specified period of time, typically 3 to 10 years. Going back to 2008, 2009, if you could have locked in that 9% at 10 years, you could have also locked it in. Maybe you could have done 12% for 3 years. Whatever those numbers were, I like longevity in the plan, or at least as an option. So if you're working with me, for example, I'm going to run different scenarios. If you locked in the interest rate, if you're in the market, what's it like when the market's moving up and down? What are the projections of income that you're going to receive over 10 years? How much do you need? I'm going to calculate all of these things. But generally speaking, 3 to 10 years. And this means that you are protected against market fluctuations, and your principal, all the money that you invest is protected from any market loss. I'm going to say that again, because that's the whole point. Any money that you invest is not impacted by market fluctuations. It is 100% protected from any market loss. And do we believe that this is a volatile market? So no market risk is number two. The stock market can be volatile, and investing in it can be risky. When you're 40, when you're 30, even 50, you can afford more risk. Just going back to the rule of 100. But as you approach retirement, and once you get into your retirement years, risky is not a word that you really want to hear unless you have tons of play money. Some of you do. Some of you have so much income coming in from pensions and Social Security and maybe old annuities that you took out years ago. You have plenty of income, so you have plenty of play money. So maybe you can take more risk. But for most Americans, they want to retire as soon as they can afford to retire. And that being the case, that doesn't leave a lot of risky room for risky investments. So having an investment that's paying the return that you need or more with no market risk is really awesome. That's something that you definitely want and or at least want to investigate and find out if it's something that fits into your realm of income versus needs and so on. So with a fixed annuity, you're not exposed to market risk, so you don't have to worry about losing your money due to market downturns. Tax-deferred growth. So if it's an IRA, then it's already tax-deferred growth. However, if it is not, then tax-deferred growth is really awesome because you have the compounding effect of the interest that you're earning. You're not being taxed as the money grows like you are in a lot of investments. So they fixed annuities offer tax-deferred growth, which means that you don't have to pay taxes on the interest earned until you withdraw the money. The reason it's beneficial is that if you're in a higher tax bracket, especially during your working years, and you expect to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire, it's better for it to be tax deferred until you start actually using it for income. And you earn a lot more. You have the ability to earn more because you're not deducting taxes from the account. Guaranteed income. And I love this one. So there are two words when it comes to income that I really, really like. One, and you should too. One is guaranteed. And the other one is lifetime. I like guaranteed lifetime income. Because if you give me an income that's going to last as long as I do for my entire life, that is guaranteed, it gives me a lot of peace of mind. I can work with that. That is the foundation of what retirement is. That's why there's so much emphasis on Social Security, because suddenly you feel like you have a guaranteed lifetime income and you just can't wait to get it. So you can create your own. Unlike Social Security, it can come with a cash value, actually has an investment. And when you're earning rates like 5.5%, now you're creating a guaranteed lifetime income and possibly not touching your principal at all. That is really big opportunity. It's a huge opportunity. And it's a big opportunity for people that are looking, facing retirement. People that are retiring this year really need to hone in on what I'm talking about and really focus on, even in the next 3 years. But if in the next 12 to 24 months, a market downturn could affect you so dramatically. It's really important to consider safety when we're in financial times like we're in right now, which are really unpredictable. We like predictability, guarantees, sure thing, especially when you're hoping to retire, unless you love your job and you love your boss. Okay, so this can be particular appealing if you are concerned about outliving their savings. So what is the number one concern other than, you know, death of a spouse or health? Everybody wants to be healthy and wealthy. Well, outliving your money is a really big concern for people in retirement. People are living longer. If you don't believe me, go to any assisted living facility during lunch and play bingo or sing karaoke and have a good time with them, because they're actually having a lot of fun there. Go and see all the 99-year-olds. How many people are in their hundreds and still having a good time? And how many people have actually been living in these assisted living facilities for decades? It used to be like a 2 to 5 year plan. Like you think, oh, you're going to go there and live a couple years and then die? No. I think what happens is people are sad and lonely. They're at their house and then they make it to the assisted living thinking, well, this is where I phase out. And all of a sudden life comes back. They have a social calendar. They make friends. Every meal they're with eating with people. And there's just something about that energy with other people around that keeps you, that brings life back to you. It's good for your health and it'll make you live longer. So Guaranteed income. You don't want to outlive your money. And that is happening in a lot of the assisted living facilities, unfortunately. I have seen where, you know, for example, this little lady, her name was Mary, and her parents, her children were helping me. Oh, we got a caller? No. I was helping them transition mom because she had been there since she was 76 and now she was in her mid to late 90s. So basically 20 years she lived there and she was running out of money. And it's really sad because that all is because of poor planning. So now her independence and all of her friends, her lifestyle just changed. She had to go move in with one of the kids. Nobody wants to do that. And it was sad even for the children to know that this is what she was having to do. And they were trying to access some of their own retirement funds to help her, but you can only do what you can do. Number five, another reason fixed annuities are really awesome in retirement planning, which it's a huge opportunity. Like I said, this wasn't happening last year. This wasn't really on the table. This wasn't part of my planning scenarios. This wasn't recommendations I was making for people. Is that there's no management fees, okay? So unlike mutual funds and other investment products, fixed annuities do not have management fees, so you can keep more of your money working. So think about this. No management fees, tax deferred. Two more big wins of how this can grow. And then when at 5.5%. So I'm saying 5.5% because I know it's in that realm and it just sounds like a good number, 5.5. It's probably 5.4 to 6 in that range. Let's just say between 5 and 6, 5.5. We're going to go with that. And keep in mind, it's not it. Excuse me. I'm just using that as an example. However, the interest rates are based on how much money you invest, how old you are, and geographically, which most of our listeners are here in Florida, but still, it's giving you a really good idea. And as you know, what interest rates are doing. So it's just a good, and it's also a good place to put money that, even if it's a 3-year plan. I have a lot of people that what we call laddering. We ladder them. We do 3 years here, and then when a CD comes due, you do another 3 years, and you just keep laddering them. And if interest rates are continuing to go up or when they start to go down, your overall return is still a really good number. Again, it's a live show. If you have any questions about these fixed annuities and what my thoughts are maybe about your retirement strategy or suggestions, or if you just want to say hi, my number is 772-221-1100. I'm in the studio today all alone. I'd love to have a chat with any of you. Again, 772-221-1100 and call in and we'll talk. So some of the drawbacks, of course, there's always the drawback of investing in a fixed annuity is limited liquidity. So let's talk about liquidity. You have surrender charges. People say, oh, it'll be locked up. Well, that's where the term comes in, 3 years up to 10 years. But don't consider it locked up. The difference, like, let's say that interest rates run up to 9%. You could pay a penalty and the penalty goes down year after year. So let's say you do a 10-year strategy at 5.5%. 3 years from now, you can lock it in for 10 years at 9%. If the that's why I love math. We do the calculation and we say, by paying the fee to get out of this, you could earn this much more money. It's going to cost you this, but you're guaranteed to earn this. No brainer. We make the move. Don't be intimidated or have fear based on a surrender charge or a term or them telling you it's locked up. I see that a lot. And what we do is do the calculation and make sure that it makes sense for you. But a penny saved or a penny earned is a penny saved. A penny saved is a penny earned. That's a saying my grandmother used to say, and I'm pretty sure I just messed it all up. But you get my point. The point is, it's all about the money and the dollars. And if it makes more sense for you to make a change, plans are flexible. They're targets. We have to be flexible and we have to be willing to take action and do the things that we need to do to make the absolute best that we can out of our money. So surrender charges, the other potential is inflation risk, which is basically what I was talking about just now. Having that risk of, oh, well, Mindy, what if I... what if I lock it in and then rates go up again and they go up again and now I'm locked in at this? Hey, we'll have an exit strategy. I got your back. We'll figure that out. But what if they don't? And I'm going to get into that a little bit. Where does the tipping point happen? And going back to that same saying that it's insane to risk what you have for what you don't need. If we can lock you in for what you need, guaranteed, hey, listen, for the sure thing, the story goes like this. As of right now, I absolutely know that I have enough money to retire at this date. I know that I'm going to earn 5.5% over the next 10 years, and I'll be able to retire at 62. I know that. A lot of you could never make that statement. You couldn't fill in the blanks. And what I'm trying to say to you is, what if we could create that sure thing? All right. And now the next scenario is we do that. That's your story. And then the market shifts and things change. And now interest rates are paying 10% locked in. We're going to have an exit strategy and we're going to level up. And you're going to be able to say, well, now I can retire and go on a huge trip with my family and travel and go on cruises and escapades in Montana, the ranches and all the fantasy trips that we want to do. Or maybe I can pay for my kids to go to college with the extra earnings, or my grandkids. I can do things. So we're going to level up. But what if, here's the other scenario. What if you don't make any changes? What if you don't do anything? You don't take advantage of an opportunity to lock in a decent interest rate in return over 10 years. What if you don't do that? And then next year, it's not available to you. What if that happens? Then what? You're right back to not knowing what the future holds. I like at least locking in what I need and what I want. And if more comes my way, I welcome it. Fantastic. So one of the things that I'm going to get into, but before I do, this is the Mindy Molina Show. You can reach me at MindyMolina.com. You can call my office. You can schedule an appointment online. You can start a risk questionnaire and complete a questionnaire online that will just send your information directly to me. I do work out of state, for those of you who are watching online. Also, thank you for listening, and it is a live show. You can call 772-221-1100. So now we're going to talk about this thing called sequence of returns. So sequence of returns is an interesting concept that a lot of people are completely unaware of how it works. Those who tried to retire in 2007 or did retire 2007, 2008, maybe even 2006, and then the market crashed, those are the people that understand sequence of returns. What it means is that, and this is why I was saying, if you are approaching retirement, if you're within 5 years of retiring, whew, you better tune in. And if you know someone or your friends at work, now's the time to start having these conversations, because if we have another financial crisis or we have a really big market drop, that can really affect you in retirement. See, if there's a huge market downturn, what sequence of return risk is it's the risk that you may experience negative returns early in retirement, which can have a significant impact, okay, on your retirement income over time. And that's how retirement plans blow up. So that's how people run out of money. It's one of the reasons people can run out of money, or they have to come out of retirement and go back to work, because when you have an early negative decline in your returns, but you still are making distributions, you're still taking income because you have to have income to offset expenses. So you're taking income, you're selling off positions at a very low value. And many times you have to sell far more positions than you normally would in order to meet that income need. And when you start liquidating in a down market like that, when it comes back, you've eliminated a lot of positions. So it just can't come back because it's not there. And where when you retire and the market's really good, you're taking distributions and that you don't have to sell off positions. You're just taking usually interest to meet the needs. And if you do, you might have to sell off one or two positions rather than liquidating several in order to meet your income need. So when it comes back, it's able to come back to almost or what it was. So it's really important to understand how a negative market early in retirement can seriously affect you. Two people that retire with the same amount of money at the exact same time, at the exact same age, and do everything the exact same, and one has a fixed investment plan and one is in the market, and that market starts off rough, one could have an enormous amount and be fine, and the other person just completely run out of money 10, 15, 20 years into retirement. You don't want to be that. And a fixed annuity can help protect you from the risk by providing a guaranteed rate of return. Because it doesn't, when you invest in a fixed annuity, you are guaranteed a fixed rate of return for, again, a specific time. Let's say it's 10 years. This means that even if the stock market experiences negative returns, your principal and your interest are completely protected. So, and you will continue to receive your fixed income from the annuity regardless of what the stock market is doing. And that's what helps you maintain your retirement income even when we have market volatility, a financial crisis, and no matter what happens on the news, you no longer are attached to that. You are fully retired. That's what I think fully retired is when you're fully, fully retired, you don't have to worry about who's the president, what's going on in the news anymore. You can relax when it comes to politics. You can relax when it comes to the news. You can enjoy your time in other ways, investing time in your family, investing time in your spouse, investing time in hobbies and things that you love, and having a little less stress. And that to me is fully retired, because I know how much the news this week alone will affect somebody out there with so much stress. And then it's going to affect their marriage, because now their spouse has to listen to how this is going to impact them and what's next. And it's just, it takes away from the joys, I think, of retirement. So I like to see people have peace of mind and be able to emotionally and financially disconnect from the drama. There's always going to be news. You're talking about being retired for 30 years or more. There's going to be market upsets. There's going to be cycles. There's going to be story after story after story. And you either want to partake in all of that and be financially attached to it, or you don't. And the reason I'm having this special segment is simply because finally, since a long time, we have an opportunity to do a retirement plan without that financial attachment. And what better time to have that opportunity than what all is going on in our volatile market right now. So here's an example of sequence of returns. Let's say you invest $100,000 in a fixed annuity and it pays 5% annual return for 10 years. After 5 years, the stock market experiences a downturn and your other retirement investments, the other investments, lose value. Because your fixed annuity is not tied to the stock market, your principal and interest are protected, and you can continue to receive your fixed income from the annuity. Why this is important and going into that balance, right? So having safety and risk and having the mix of the two, when you have a guaranteed lifetime income and you don't have to rely on your market, your risky accounts to produce that income, then you're eliminating sequence of return risk altogether. And having a fixed annuity can help you do that. Why? Because you can take your income from there and let the market, when the market's down, that account that is attached to the market or invested in the market, you can just ignore that thing and leave it alone and let it come back when it comes back, because the market cycles. So if it takes 1 year, 6 months, 5 years, let's just don't touch it until it's to a state where you can take money from it. But when it's hurting, when it's down, you rely on your safe investments to provide that income, because taking income from that isn't affecting you through sequence of returns, like taking money from your stock market accounts. But if you don't have that fixed portion, if you don't have that safety side, then you have to, you have no choice but to rely on an investment account that's down and hurting, and you're still digging from it and taking distributions, and you're putting yourself in a really bad position for the future, possibly. So in summary, 5.5% right now, I keep throwing that number out because I do want you to kind of remember what we're talking about. Fixed annuity can protect you from sequence of returns by providing a guaranteed rate of return that's not tied to the stock market. So that rate is locked in for whatever amount of time, amount of years that you choose, and it's not tied to the market. So it doesn't matter what happens. And that can help you maintain your retirement income even when you're experiencing, or we're experiencing, market volatility. So that is the big win with income and sequence of returns and the risk in that. Let's see. I think I'm going the wrong way. Hold on 1 second. So going back to my question that I had for you, which is how interest rates, or how much interest do you need to earn in order to retire, and how much interest do you need to earn in order to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? So I want to talk a little bit about how do we figure that out? How do we come up with those numbers? What's the process? So what happens is we gather information, much like it's like creating a diagnose, like being a diagnostic doctor, like figuring out not what's wrong with you, but what you need. And so we run, we get all the information that we possibly can, because the last thing we want to do is prescribe something to you or recommend something to you that is going to put you in a bad position, which you could easily do that at the doctor. If you go in and you only give him half of your symptoms, or you only tell him half of the medications you're already taking, or you only disclose some of the surgeries that you've had or some of the illnesses you already have, and then he prescribes, makes a recommendation for you, you're only hurting yourself. Now you just put yourself at risk of him prescribing something that's going to conflict with your other ailments, or maybe conflict with the other prescriptions that you're taking. It's really, really important that we get the entire financial picture from you. So that's number one. Number one is us doing the due diligence, finding out everything we need to know. How much income are you receiving? How much income will you receive in retirement from things like Social Security projections? And you can go on SSA.gov and get your statement to show how much Social Security you'll receive at 62, 65, 67, 70, so on. We can get that number. We enter the information, a projected retirement date. A lot of times I'll just start at a baseline of 65 because that's when you're going to start Medicare. And you can start Social Security by then. So I'll just start at a base, very high level view. This is the income that you're going to receive between now and that date. So how much money will you still have contributed to your 401k? How much money will you be able to save? And so on. We'll calculate that as well. How much money you're going to get in Social Security? Are you going to receive any pensions in retirement? We'll enter that information. You, for you alone, for you and your spouse, whatever your household looks like. We will look at healthcare costs in retirement. How much are you going to pay in Medicare? How much is going to be deducted from your Social Security? How much are you going to pay in prescription plans? Are you going to receive any benefits from your work that's going to cover these costs? And if not, how can we project what you're going to be spending? And if you retire, say, before you get on Medicare, what are those costs going to be? And how much money are we going to need to attribute to that gap? So we take that into account. We also look at what assets you have. How much do you have in checking? How much do you have in savings? How much do you have in 401ks? How much do you have in 457s, 403bs, any type of employee accounts, and what do you already have in maybe a Roth IRA, any type of traditional IRA, simple SEP, whatever IRAs that you already have? Is there any out there from previous jobs that we need to you know, rake in as well. And then we look at your overall savings, and we do that for both people. We plug all of that information in. We even include any properties or rental income, any business income that you might have. We really just dig. But for you, it might seem overwhelming. For us, it's so easy. It's the same every single time. I have a very fixed structure of gathering information, and you can even click the link, complete the questionnaire on my website. You'll see it's not that complicated, and you can just plug in the information. The other thing is we consider inflation. Inflation is so big. Inflation is a really big deal, and you would be surprised how much it can impact you. And as a matter of fact, I can show you once we get all the information in. I could say, well, if inflation is only at 2%, here's how much money you'll have at 85. If inflation goes to 7 or 8%, here's the trouble you're going to run into. So it's good to be mindful. And again, that's why I love math. It just lays it out for you. So inflation is really huge, and we try to micromanage inflation because it's going to be different for maybe fuel, how much you're going to spend in gas or eating out versus how much your house is going to appreciate versus how much homeowner's insurance is going to appreciate or property taxes. So we really try to micromanage it for you. But we get a very detailed budget that's already mapped out for you. All you have to do is fill in the blanks. Pretty simple. Goes, you know, like what is the household expenses, real estate, homeowner's insurance, home HOA dues, and any maintenance, lawn maintenance, any of the things that you spend on your house that are ongoing. And keep in mind, too, this is that cycle of expenses that we can anticipate now and in retirement as well. So if we can even say, all right, the mortgage is going to be paid off in 5 years. We put that date in. That way, in our retirement projections, it doesn't show up. So we really put in all the detailed information that we can. If you have a car loan or a lease, any of that, we're going to list. If you're contributing to 529s for grandkids or something like that, we take all that into consideration. Do you have long-term care? After we get the budget built, and it's pretty, I like for you to sit down and go through your bank statement and really write out, really fill in the blanks as accurate as possible. Because the more accurate it is, the better I am going to be at providing you recommendations. So the better the information for me, then there's just no loose ends. We know for sure this is what we're dealing with. And I like that. The other thing is long-term care. Like I said, a lot of times, life insurance, easy. You say, if my spouse passes away and I lose his or her Social Security or his or her pension, how much more income am I going to need? How is that going to affect me on my month-to-month bills? How's that going to affect my lifestyle? Am I going to be able to maintain my lifestyle for at least 2 years, which is always my recommendation? Then life insurance is easy. We do the math and say, you need this much life insurance. This is how much it costs. And if you die, the other person gets it. We know how that works. The tricky one is long-term care. It's just not that simple, unfortunately. If you don't die, but you become in a position where you need help, which honestly, 1 out of 3 people do. So 1 out of 3 people are going to need some form of what they call long-term care. Long-term care is actually not covered by Medicare. Short-term rehabilitation is, skilled care is, but only for short term. So you're talking 90 to 100, or it's like the first 21 days in a nursing home. Don't quote me, I have to pull it back up, but it's short-term care. It means you're going to get better. But, you know, if unfortunately someone is diagnosed with things like Alzheimer's, dementia, or they have hip surgery that doesn't go well, they need help getting a shower, food, or maybe they're just elderly and can't drag the trash can out like they used to, and they need help. You're trying to prevent falling. So these things happen all the time, and people are spending a fortune on long-term care as we speak. You probably know someone. So how do we plan for that? Because typically what happens is you have a married couple, one of them requires care that lasts 5 years, 2.5 to maybe 10 years, costs a lot of money, they pay for it, and then that person passes away, and now the other spouse has to live another 20 years with maybe half of the nest egg that she had or he had. So now they're down the majority of their nest egg, and then they lost another Social Security, possibly another pension. And this is why, statistically speaking, women outlive men. They're the caregiver to their husband. They spend a ton of money. They end up in a bad financial position. He passes away. They live much longer, like decades longer, and they live in poverty. That's why, statistically speaking, women die in poverty all over our country. Not because they didn't work hard, not because they didn't do the right things. It's just that they didn't have proper planning. And it's so easy for that to happen in the last legs of your life, especially women in their 80s. And it's unfair, but typically what happens is the children have to step in and help take care of mom. And that's why they call it the sandwich generation. So now you have working families. You know who you are. You're going to work every day still. You're trying to get your kids through college, and you're trying to take care of mom. That's the sandwich generation. That's the story. We know the story. I'm not making up. The question is, how can we plan so that that doesn't happen to you? That it doesn't happen to your wife? It's very easy. These calculators attest for that. We use different strategies, and that's part of everything that's built in. And the good news is that some fixed annuities will pay towards it as part of the strategy. Some life insurance policies will pay towards it as part of the strategy. So having a fixed rate can not only impact the income that you're going to get, it can also impact your ability to receive the care that you need. God forbid something happens and you do need it. So the thing, the value and the power, the reason that this particular tool hasn't been used as much lately is because the interest rates just didn't support it. So people have had to rely on the market more. But now we're moving into an environment, an opportunity. I know you might be thinking, you know, negatively about this, but I don't think it's going to last a really long time, because I think that there is going to be a demand, supply and demand. Okay. Let me see if I can pull this up just to touch on the Fed and the 10-year treasury. All right. So when the Fed, let me see if I can get on the right page here. All right. The Federal Reserve rate can have an impact on fixed annuity rates. This is my now's the time speech, because like I said, if it goes up, we can always level up. We can buy out of it into the higher rate, but we can't go back in time and lock in a rate that's not available anymore. That's my advice. So the Fed Reserve rate can have an impact on fixed annuity rates. The Fed rate is the interest rate that the Central Bank of the United States charges banks to borrow money. And when the Fed rate goes up, it can cause fixed annuity rates to go up as well, which we've seen. This is because insurance companies invest the premiums, which is the money you give them, that they collect from annuity holders in various assets, such as bonds or mortgages, to generate returns for them. These investments are typically long-term in nature and are subject to interest rate risk, which interest rate risk is where you buy something at this interest rate, and then the interest rates go up, and you wish you would have waited and then could have got a higher rate. So there you go. When the Fed rate goes up, it can lead to an increase in the yields in the returns earned by the insurance companies, and this can lead to an increase in the fixed annuity rates. So let me get this. It's important to note that the relationship between the Fed rate and the fixed annuity rates is not always straightforward. It's not always in line. And there may be other factors that influence fixed annuity rates as well. However, in general, I'm not saying this will happen, but I am saying in general, the Fed rate, when the Fed rate changes, it can have an impact on the returns generated by the insurance companies and therefore on the fixed annuity rates that they offer. And I want to talk about how Fed rates and the 10-year treasuries are correlated. If I can find that slide. While both the Fed rate and the 10-year treasury yield can impact fixed annuity rates, the 10-year treasury yield tends to be the main driver of any changes in fixed annuities. So the 10-year treasury is crucial part of it and has the tendency to be the main driver. So the Fed rate can also impact annuity rates, fixed annuity rates, but to a lesser extent than the 10-year treasury yield. When the Fed raises interest rates, it can increase, there's an increase on yields on bonds and other fixed income investments, which can lead to higher fixed annuity rates. We get that part of it. However, the impact of the Fed rates on fixed annuity rates is typically fixed more indirect than can be influenced by a range of other factors like the performance of the economy, market conditions, and investor sentiment. And I wanted to find this one explanation. It was good. Okay, so here's my thing is that although the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield has recently declined. And this is my red flag. Is this might seem counterintuitive, but it can happen due to several factors. So typically, they move in the same direction. But like I said before, they're not always straightforward. They're not always in sync. So what can happen that causes that? One possible explanation is that the demand for U.S. treasuries has increased. Why? Because of economic and geopolitical concerns. So if that's a possibility, one possible explanation is that the demand for U.S. treasuries may have increased due to various economic and geopolitical concerns. That sound familiar to what we're dealing with right now? Sounds pretty familiar. When investors are uncertain about the economy or global events, they may seek safe haven investments like your U.S. Treasury. And the increase in demand of these treasuries can actually cause their prices to rise and cause their yields to fall, even as the Fed is raising interest rates. And remember what I said about the U.S. Treasury? It is the main driver. So if the U.S. Treasury is the main driver and they're having a flood of demand and that's causing the yield to fall, so even though the Fed is raising rates, it's just like everything that made sense before is not making sense. And I'm not trying to raise alarm, but I am trying to just tell you what my thoughts are. And one thing I think one day, I think the next. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense to not take an opportunity if it fit. Like some of you, 5.5% may not be enough. You still got a long way to go. You still have a lot to save. Keep at it. But for a lot of you, retirement is on the horizon. And 5.5% would get you there no problem. Why would you ignore that? You're welcome. Okay, don't ignore that. 5.5% is a decent return coming with zero risk, tax deferred, zero management fee. And I just think it's a really good opportunity for people who are close to retirement who can sail through, even if you only do it for 5 years, sail through the next 3 to 5 years at 5.5%. And maybe by then we'll just be back in another bull market. But again, you can always buy your way out of it. You're not locked in forever. And the surrender charges go down year after year. You could ladder them. However, I'm not going to lie. I'd be very tempted to lock in 5.5% for 10 years. The reason is because of what I just explained. That reason, which there's another possible explanation of why the Treasury would go down even though the Feds raise rates. And that's, I don't think, as applicable here, but that explanation would be that the market may be anticipating a slowdown in the economy, yeah, which may lead to lower inflation expectations. I don't know if we're there yet. When inflation expectations are lower, Investors may demand lower yields on treasuries. This can result in a decline in the 10-year treasury yield, even when the Fed is raising interest rates. But I really think it's this other one, which is there's an increase in various economic and geopolitical concerns. Investors are uncertain about the economy and global events, and they're seeking safe haven, which is what I'm encouraging you to do. And that increase for demand in treasuries is affecting the yield. So if that's the case, and the yield is, and that U.S. Treasury yield is the main driver of fixed annuity rates, are we going to see them increase? Are we going to see them decrease? Time is going to tell, and the time is going to tell very, very, very soon, by the way. This conversation could be completely different next Wednesday when I'm talking about it. And that being said, the easy thing for you to do, if any of this is, you know, getting to you or creating some interest, all you have to do is go to my website, mindymolina.com, click on appointment, click on call, click on fill out the questionnaire, email me, do whatever you want to do. Call the station, 772-221-1100. They will immediately put you in touch with me. The most important thing is that you have a limited window, and you also have to take action. There's nothing I can do for you other than what I've done just now and say, here's your chance. For a while, if I could have said, oh, you know, we're just going to lock you in at 5.5% and you're going to retire at this age and that age and look how beautiful the numbers play out, it would have been great. So don't miss an opportunity. And like I said, I can't say if I'm wrong or if I'm right, because I don't know. I think it's a very difficult thing to project of what the fixed rate environment will be. But I do believe, all things considered, all the time you've put into hard work and making the best out of your savings, why not lock in a baseline? You can always buy out of it. You can always level up. But we can't go back in time and get 9% at 10 years. I can't do that. I could have only done it in the moment when it was offered back in 2008, 2009. It's not offered right now, but there is an opportunity. So I appreciate all of you. I appreciate you listening. And if you have any questions or anything about what we talked about today, please get in touch with me. Happy to talk to you. But most importantly, take care. Have faith and know that God's got it. Everything is good. Don't let the news and the turmoil of things really set you back. Participate in WCNO and support their cause. What a great station. If you can afford to contribute to them, please do so. And just take care of each other and know that God loves you and there's absolutely nothing anyone can do about it. And we appreciate all of you. Be safe. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.